One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Ree Drummond. I'm a writer, blogger, photographer, and mother. I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. It's all about frontier-style food to go, and I've got two special deliveries. First, I'm taking hungry kids and cowboys a well-deserved breakfast in the pens. Delicious sweet orange rolls and peppered bacon, perfect after a very early morning cattle gathering. Then I'm swapping dinner for my daughter. Intrigued? I'm making a big, hearty dinner of beef stew with root vegetables, and to go with it, creamy cheddar grits. I'm making a batch for my crew, then sharing the rest with my best friend, Hyacinth. Go chow down.
Jackpot.
Good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Riri.
You're welcome.
It's a loaves and fishes miracle.
This is Pioneer Woman Food to go. Welcome to my frontier.
Morning, Alex. What do you think, Toddy?
Good dead or cattle.
Yep, I agree.
I'll see you at breakfast later, okay?
Okay.
All right. The family just saddled up their horses. They're gonna ride out into a pasture, gather a bunch of cattle, bring them back to the pens. I gotta get busy on breakfast because I'm gonna bring it to them later. When the guys get up this early and work cattle, they don't want to eat a big breakfast first thing out of bed. But by the time they round up the cattle and wind up back at the pens, they're usually starving. So I'm gonna run up to the lodge and whip up some orange sweet rolls and some bacon. I made the dough for the rolls last night and it's in the fridge. To make the dough, I just pour 2 cups of whole milk into a pot and add 1/2 cup of canola oil and 1/2 cup of sugar. Stir it all together and let it heat up until just before it boils. Then I let it cool a bit, sprinkle in 2 1/4 teaspoons of active dry yeast, 4 cups of flour, stir that together, and let it sit for an hour and start to bubble and rise. After it rises, I stir in an additional 1/2 cup of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then I stir it all together, put it in the fridge, and it's ready when I need it. I'm glad I was thinking ahead of time last night. This way the guys don't have to wait around too long for breakfast. All right, here's the dough. It's all ready for me. I'm just gonna flour the surface. I'm gonna roll the dough out into one big piece, so I don't want any of it to stick. All right, grab this stuff. The dough is actually pretty easy to work with when it's cold, so I really like making it the day ahead of time. So I'll form it into a rough rectangle and then turn it over so it gets a little flour on the other side. And then I've got a flat rolling pin. I love these things. And I'm just gonna roll it out into a rectangle about 30 inches wide. I like to get the length taken care of first, so I make sure it's gonna be long enough. The longer it is, the more rolls I'll wind up with. And there are gonna be some hungry cowboys out there, so I wanna make sure I have enough rolls for everybody. So now I'm gonna do the fun part. I have a stick of melted butter and I'm just gonna drizzle it right on top of the dough. I love this part. Okay, now I'm just gonna use my fingers and smear the butter all over the surface. I want it to evenly coat the dough. Okay, I'm going to crack open a jar of orange marmalade. And I'm just going to put on about 8 tablespoons of marmalade all over the surface. Now, in with my fingers again, just smear that evenly. Grab some brown sugar, and I'll just sprinkle it all over the marmalade. Now, since there's so much sweetness going on, I'm going to give it a very light sprinkling of kosher salt. Okay, now I've got all the filling in there, so now I'm going to roll the rolls. And I start from one end at the very top, and just gradually, with my fingertips, I roll the dough toward me. And I want to keep it pretty tight so the rolls stay together when they bake. So when I get to one end, I go back the other direction. I think I could do this in my sleep. I've been doing it since I was about 6 years old, so lots of practice. All right, I got to the very end, it's all rolled up, so I start bringing up the seam from underneath and I just pinch it. It doesn't have to stay together perfectly, I'm just trying to get it to seal. Now, when I get the seam all pinched together, I just carefully turn the whole roll over and that helps it all stay together while I slice it. Okay, so I'll go ahead and start putting them in this buttered pan, and then I'm gonna let the rolls rise for about 20 minutes before I put them in the oven. Now to go with the orange rolls, I'm gonna make up a big batch of thick cut peppered bacon. The cowboys absolutely love it, and we're gonna need a little bit of salty to go with these sweet orange rolls. So I'm gonna get a batch started. I love thick cut bacon, but this stuff with the pepper on the outside is so yummy. It's got a little bit of spice to it. It's times like this that these huge iron skillets come in handy. All right, now I'm just gonna let that go and I'm gonna get the orange rolls in the oven. They've been rising and they're nice and puffy. These go into a 375 degree oven for about 15 minutes or so till they're nice and golden brown. I'll just tend to the bacon, turn it over when it's done and get another batch in. The cowboys are gonna be very, very happy this morning. Next up, I'm heading to the pens with my first special delivery. Then I'm off to town with a big pot of beef stew and creamy cheddar grits as a surprise thank you to my BFF, Hyacinth.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh.
I'm getting ready to deliver a big cowboy breakfast to the crew. They've been out there since dawn working cattle. I've got the bacon all cooked, the orange rolls are in the oven, and I'm gonna whip up a really yummy orange glaze to pour over the rolls. I started by zesting two oranges, and now I'm gonna cut the oranges in half and squeeze in the juice. Then add 4 cups of powdered sugar, a dash of salt, 1/2 cup of whole milk, and 4 tablespoons of melted butter. Whisk it together until it's nice and smooth and lovely. All right, the icing is the perfect consistency. I'm gonna get the rolls out of the oven. Oh my gosh. Divine, delicious. All right, now I'm just gonna drizzle the icing onto the warm rolls. You know, you really can't use too much icing at this point. It'll look like you're pretty much drowning the rolls, but the icing will sink into the crevices and cracks. Make sure the whole roll is coated in icing. All right, now I'm gonna let the rolls sit for just a minute and then I'll move them onto a sheet pan and then it'll be time to deliver to the cowboys. Now I'm just gonna cover these with foil, keep them nice and fresh. And then I'll cover the bacon and deliver everything to the guys. All right, guys, breakfast!
Woo! That's it!
Who's hungry?
Hey, honey, where you been?
Thank you.
Did you finally get out of bed?
Hey, do you want breakfast? Thank you. You're welcome. One more piece.
Best breakfast I've ever had.
Whoa. Todd, you always say that. What's your favorite part?
Well, that's the same. Bacon.
Me too.
It's homeschool co-op day for my oldest child, Alex, and her best friend, Meg. Every Friday, they go to Tulsa to a homeschool co-op, and my best friend, Hyacinth, takes them. Every single week, she takes them, stays with them all day, and brings them home. The last thing Hyacinth needs is to worry about cooking dinner every Friday night. So I'm gonna whip up some yummy beef stew with cheddar cheese grits for Hyacinth, and that way she won't have to think about dinner at all. I've got 2 pots going because I'm actually gonna make one for Hyacinth's family and one for mine. I'm gonna brown the meat first. I got a chuck roast and cut it into big cubes. Chuck is a great meat to use for beef stew. It takes a long time before it's ready to eat, but once it's ready, it's really tender, really flavorful. I actually haven't told Hyacinth that I'm making dinner for her. I'm just gonna run in and pick up Alex like I always do, and then spring dinner on her at the last minute. Okay, the meat's nice and brown, so I'm gonna go ahead and take it out of the pot. It's by no means cooked. It looks like it is, but in the stew, it's gonna simmer for a couple of hours, and this chuck roast gets so tender. All right, I'm gonna turn the heat down just a bit. It was on high. And I'm gonna add an onion to each pot. The pot is nice and brown. It has a lot of bits from the meat in there. And then I'm gonna add about 3 cloves of chopped garlic to each pot. All right, now I'll just stir the onions and garlic around a bit. The pots are so hot, they're almost translucent already, so I really just need to cook them for about a minute. So I'm just gonna take a break and grab a couple beers. It's been a long day. Just kidding. I'm gonna add the beer to the stew. This gives the stew really great flavor. I love wine when I cook, but I forget how much I love the flavor of beer. It's a little bit different. Just adds a nice little something-something. All right, now I've got 2 cartons of beef stock. This is so much fun. Why make 1 pot of stew when you have 2 arms? You can make 2 pots. So I'm just gonna add 32 ounces of beef stock to each pot. Now to the pots, I'm just gonna add a few dashes of Worcestershire. Worcestershire always adds a nice savoriness, a little bit of richness. I'm just gonna add a little bit of tomato paste to each pot. Gives it a little bit of a tang, gives the sauce a little bit of richness. So good. And I like to add paprika to the stew also. It gives it a great flavor, but it also kind of helps with the color. And then I'll add a little bit of sugar to each pot. Now the last thing I need to do in this stage is add the meat into the pot. So I'll just slide half into this one and half into this one. Okay, now I'll just stir the meat in, make sure it's all combined. And then all I need to do now is be patient. I'm gonna put the lids on the pot, turn the heat down, let the beef stew simmer for about an hour and a half, and then I'll put the root vegetables in, let it simmer until it's done. And Hyacinth is gonna be so happy. My oldest child, Alex, has been at her homeschool co-op all day. Hyacinth took her down there. She's bringing her home right now. So to thank Hyacinth, this was a 4-hour round trip after all. I'm gonna surprise her with a big spread for her and her family. I've got the beef stew stewing away. Now to go with the beef stew, I'm making delicious creamy cheddar grits. I love grits, I love cheese grits, and they're gonna go so well with the beef stew. I've got some butter and olive oil in the pot. I'm adding an onion and some diced red bell pepper. Gives the grits great flavor. And then I've also got a couple of finely diced jalapeno peppers. So I'm gonna stir the vegetables around and just let them get soft a bit. All right, now I'll just pour in 4 cups of stone ground grits. Really coarse, really nice, good texture. Stirred that around. All right, that's all stirred together. Now I'm gonna add a couple of cartons of low sodium chicken broth, covering all the broth bases today. Now all I have to do is bring the grits to a boil, then cover them, reduce the heat, and let them cook for about 30 minutes.
How was school today?
We had our art presentation today, so.
I think they went well.
Alex, Meg did hers on realism. So what was yours?
Mine was on romanticism, so.
Oh, romantic.
Happy, a lot happy romantic.
All right, the beef stew's been simmering away for about an hour and a half, and now it's time to add in the vegetables. I gotta tell you, oh, this smells so delicious. I smell everything, the beer, the broth. Now, I've got 2 carrots for each pot. And then I also have 2 parsnips for each pot. And then I have 1 turnip, and that's enough for both pots. It's about a half a turnip per pot. Now I didn't want to add these at the beginning because the vegetables would be pretty much disintegrated. So this is the perfect time to add them. Let them simmer for about 30 minutes till the veggies are nice and tender. All right, I'm gonna keep moving with the cheese grits. They've been cooking for about 20 minutes. I'm gonna add 2 cups of half and half. So, I mean, they're just pretty much miraculous when they're finished. All right, now these just need to cook for another 20 minutes and then they'll be done. This pot's gonna feed both our families. There's a lot of grits in here.
Are you guys hungry?
I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm always really hungry after school.
Okay, the stew is looking so marvelous. The last thing I'm gonna do is thicken up the cooking liquid a little bit. I'll drizzle in some beef stock into 3 tablespoons of flour. And I just wanna make a really, really smooth, pretty thin paste. Now I'll just add a little bit into each pot. And then it's gonna keep bubbling just for about 10 minutes or so, and it's gonna make the stew just perfect and rich and thick. I'm hungry. I've got a big spread going. The beef stew looks wonderful. And I'm gonna keep moving with the cheese grits. I'm gonna add 2 cups of grated sharp cheddar cheese. I'm making a surprise dinner delivery for my best friend Hyacinth. She took my oldest child, Alex, to her homeschool co-op today, and I don't want her to have to worry about dinner tonight. All right, now I'm gonna split this pot of grits between our 2 families. So I'm gonna pour half of these into a serving dish for Hy's family. I'll just cover them with foil. Those are ready. Now I'm gonna check on the stew. The only thing I'm gonna do is add a little parsley. All right, now I'm just gonna turn off the heat, put the lid on our pot, put the lid on Hyacinth's pot, and it's time to get to Hy's. I cannot wait to give Hyacinth the big news that she doesn't have to cook dinner tonight.
All right, Alex, we're here. I bet your mom has something fantastic for you for dinner and...
Unlike me.
Okay, girls. I think your mom will be here any minute. Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hey, that's good timing.
Yeah. They've been regaling me with stories of all they've learned.
They're just glowing
scholars.
With educational fervor.
And they're hungry.
Well, thanks,
hi. Oh, sure.
Appreciate it. Alex, we got to go eat dinner. Come get out of Hyacinth's hair.
Come?
Oh, Meg, are you hungry?
She's worried. She's not going to get fed tonight.
Well, I just may have a fix for that. I made you something.
Really?
Come with me, hi.
I will. I can smell it already.
Yeah.
What is it?
Beef stew and cheese grits. Go chow down.
Jackpot.
Good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Riri.
You're welcome.
It's a loaves and fishes miracle. You guys hungry? Pioneer woman food tonight, boys.
Oh, yeah.
What are we eating?
Oh, I was thinking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding. We're having beef stew and cheese grits, just like the Canes.
Good.
Ooh, cheese grits.
Oh, gosh, this is so good. We gave you a lot. Is that all right?
Oh, that's just fine.
What's for dessert?
I thought you were going to make one of your famous souffles.
Whatever, Mom.
Let's dig in, guys. This is a good trade for Alex.
We need to take better care of that girl.
Okay, I say carton of ice cream, 6 spoons. Front of the TV. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.